Voilà. Hello, my lovely listeners. This is the new episode of the Daily Show. And today I've got a special little episode for you. I'm currently listening to the Interstellar soundtrack on one ear, and I'm going to dictate what I've wrote down yesterday for this new episode, because I really got inspired by it. So, this week I'd like to share with you, my lovely listeners, my discontent with the social pressure that you should be or possess such and such by the age of 30 or so. Okay, I'm 39, as in September 2019. I do not own a house yet. I do not have a family of my own. I do not have what most people refer to a normal job, and I do not care about any of it. I was talking to this Newcastle couple that kind of agree that society's kind of pressure us to have all these things by such an age, and if you don't, you just got some kind of failure. And I just think it's so wrong, and it's stressed a lot of us. I'm currently thinking of vagabonding for a full year, or at least a few months, and I cannot wait. Vagabonding is about, there's a book about it, actually I'm reading right now, but I'm going to do a review towards the end of the week with my little short episode of book reviews. And I will keep, obviously, while I'll be traveling, I will keep up with my podcast, because I'm not going to leave you guys alone. Well, I'm not going to let you guys down. I'm committed to this, because I really think this would be an amazing experience as well. Now, I do not feel that I wasted my life. On the contrary, I feel I have gained an amazing, life-changing personal experience by moving to the UK at the age of 19 years old, doing the music band thing. I've worked in many restaurants and bars. I have been a dessert maker, a sandwich maker, a pot wash, a postman, yes, postman Pat, a landscape gardener, a carpenter, a laundry worker in a hospital, and that's finally happened lately. A hotel night watcher, that's what I'm doing currently, and I've keep adding to the list still today, because I love trying new things. And as I said before, I'm gonna try to do a book about all the jobs that I'm doing that could maybe help someone out there that wants to try out or go into this this funnel, so they get an idea of what they expect. I think it could help. Anyway, what I want to do today, if you're listening, today, if you're listening to what society demands of us, it wouldn't be far to say that I'm considered as a failure, and I should get a grip, get a real job, whatever that is, settle down, make a baby with someone that I will sure enough consider a total stranger 5 years down the line, and be content and feel lucky compared to some other people. I got loads of great things going for myself. Well, fuck that, if you excuse my French. Yes, I've said that, and I can. I am living my life the way I see fit. I am living my life in my own terms. I am on the top form. I am on top form, honestly. I never felt that good, and I'm just getting started in my newfound life. All these things will come to me. I'm not defined by how much I pay for mortgage. I'm not defined by what car I drive. So I'm not defined by what job I do. As I said before, if you work 10 hours a day, eventually in 10 years time, you'll be manager and you will work 12 hours a day. And what is that going to do? Yeah, you're not going to see your kids, you're not going to enjoy your wife, you're not going to enjoy your friend. By the time you retire, you're too tired, so all you do is doing fuck all day long. What kind of life is that? Right? Do we really want this for myself? Do you want this for yourself? Give me a break. There's a better way. As you know, I have quitted smoking last month, and I am quitting alcohol as well. Well, I probably drink once a year, maybe twice, but that'd be it, because I know I cannot do little. I have to drink a lot, which is not good. I don't do smoking joints anymore. I stopped taking cocaine, because I used to do that too. On the porn watching, I've taken that down drastically, and it's far less. That is getting well under control right now. That's the last thing I am totally committed to actually just get rid of. I mean, it's growing up as well. I think you just get tired of it, you know? I think I've seen Frank Skinner saw that, you know, after 50, just wanking, just get boring. And I'm getting the idea, and I'm not even 40 yet. Anyway. I'm actually now being an addict to sports. As I exercise furiously every single day, I do try to take a day off once in a while, because my body is not as young as it used to be, and it needs some kind of time to recuperate to get shit. There's probably a term for that, but you see what I mean. And I feel unbelievably great. I have never felt that good in my whole life. But anyway, that's something that I already talked about in my friend life. We all have one life, one journey to find, to discover ourselves, understand who we really are, what is our purpose or gift to the world. And we all have a part to play. We all are special in our own unique ways. Yet, at the same time, we are a tiny dot of atoms arranged in a particular order. In our journey, we might suffer. We will also experience great joy, love even, and only for that, even if ephemeral, as I say in French, as it might not last, would you swap a few months of that special relationship with that person for anything? Would you? After all, love is what can move mountains, can bring the best in some of us, and it can bring, and even if it can bring us to despair when one loses. But then, do we really value something only when is it taken from us? I believe in that the people we met along the way in our life, we keep something from them. And in terms, we give something for them to keep. And we also learn something about ourselves. Therefore, a failure when something has been learned is truly never a failure, but necessary for us to grow further as human beings. Go out, my friend. Try new things. Fall in love. Let yourself go and be free of any limitation you once give or you once gave to yourself. You are beautiful, and the world awaits you right now. I love you, and you are enough. Now go experience your life in all its form. Do what always you wanted to do. No, that doesn't sound right away. Just ask of life what you really want, and you shall get. I love you. I thank you for listening. Thank you for following. And I will see you in the next episode. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on other platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier. So that's D-I-D-I-E-R, S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free. But you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.